Sport on RTE Radio 1.
7:36, Des Cahill here. We're talking about sticks in Dublin, but you're starting with sticks in Abu Dhabi, yes?
In Abu Dhabi, yeah. Shane Lowry has picked up a shot early in his second round. He was leading overnight, as you know. He's now on 9-under par after four holes, but he's gone two strokes behind his friend and playing colleague Tommy Fleetwood, who's moved to 11-under with three birdies in the opening three holes. Rory McIlroy on 4-under tees off at 10-8, and Tom McKibben currently 3-over par after eight holes of his second round. In Mexico, meanwhile, Seamus Power had a good opening round, 4-under par at the Worldwide Technology event, but that's still 7 off the lead. So let's go to last night's hectic European football programme, and in the UEFA Conference League, a 90th minute penalty denied Shamrock Rovers what would have been a famous victory as they frustrated AEK in Athens. It ended 1-1. Graham Burke with a first half penalty combined with a superb defensive display, looks like delivering hoops, a big away win, but then a pretty harsh spot kick awarded against Rovers for a handball against substitute Danny Grant, though he appeared to have been fouled, but the penalty given and AEK got a point. Now, 10-man Shelburne fell to their second defeat at the group stages. They lost to a deflected 57th minute goal, a killer blow to their hopes of reaching the knockout phase, but the game's decisive moment came on just the 16th minute when James Norris was shown a straight red card. Shells did create a number of chances, but their skipper Mark Hoyle said they're fed up with hard luck stories. Elsewhere in the Conference League, Crystal Palace were 3-1 winners over Troy Parrott's AZ Alkmaar. Aberdeen drew 0-0 with Larnaca in Cyprus. Now in the Europa League, Celtic's revival under Martin O'Neill came to a sharp halt. They were thumped 3-1 by Midtjylland. The Danish side scored all three goals in 7 first half minutes. Aston Villa beat Maccabi Tel Aviv 2-0 to go 6th in the table. Rangers were beaten 2-0 at home by Roma, and Rangers remained bottom of the table with no points. Evan Ferguson injured and wasn't involved for Roma. Nottingham Forest drew 0-0 at Sturm Graz in Austria, and Robbie Keane's Ferencvaros are in an impressive third place in that table after a 3-1 win over Ludogorets of Bulgaria. Well, let's reflect on it all now and look ahead to a big weekend with Paul Carey. Bad luck for the Irish sides last night, Paul.
Yeah, it was, Des, particularly like you mentioned Shamrock Rovers there. I thought it was an extremely harsh decision against Danny Grant for the penalty laid on. But outside of that, it was a monumental effort from Rovers last night, particularly given Stephen Bradley rotated a couple of regulars. He dragged Dylan Watts and Graham Burke off at halftime with the cup final in mind on Sunday. But Cleary, Lopez and Grace, that back three have had some big nights in Europe for Shamrock Rovers, and the performance last night for me was right up there with their best. I thought Ed McGuinty in goals was super as well. AEK had 80% possession, 30 shots on target, so they stood up to that test very well. And particularly when you consider AEK beat Aberdeen 6-0 last time out, as it give you a bit of a context of how important that point was. Across the road and looking at Shells, I think Joey O'Brien and Shells, Des, are going to reflect on this campaign when it's over and think that they were coming up against opposition that they really could have got out of this league phase. Last night was a brilliant opportunity to get 3 points, well on top in the opening stages, dominant side, and created a couple of chances and looked really comfortable in the game. The tackle from Norris is a poor one. Some people might think it's red, some maybe not. I think when you lean and you stretch for the ball like that and you catch somebody high up the leg, you're going to get a red card for something like that. And it made it a very tough battle. But you mentioned, Des, they had chances throughout the game. Not sure if people saw Mipo Odebeku's chance. He's about 25, 30 yards out. The ball ricochets. It's an open goal. I'd expect you to put that one in, Des. It's moments like that that have cost Shells. They've 1 point on the board. I think they should have 5 or 7.
Okay, well, it brings us to a big weekend, and it starts tonight at Talca Park. Bray Wanderers meet Waterford in the final of the promotion relegation series, a place in next season's Premier Division at stake. How do you see that going?
Yeah, I think Waterford will just win this one, Des. I think Matt Lawler's done a decent job when he's been in charge of that Waterford side. He'll be leaning on the likes of Amund, Lonergan and Noonan. I just think they've more goals on their side against a young Bray team. But the likes of Sean Brennan, Justin Farazai, Billy O'Neill, they've shown in that Bray side that they can cause teams problems. And a once-off, you never know, but I would just lean in on the Premier Division side's quality there.
All right, that brings us to Sunday's FAI Cup final. Shamrock Rovers against Cork City, and Stephen Bradley seems very keen on Shamrock Rovers getting this double after so many years.
Yeah, and you can see that in the sides he's picked in Europe. He paid Kerry a lot of respect in the semi-final when they went to Sparta Prague. He rested players, and the same was true last night. I would expect that their forward players, like Healy, Watts, Burke, Mandrea, will be fresh come Sunday, given that they didn't play a full 90 last night. If Rovers get the first goal in this game, Des, it becomes a very difficult game for Cork. Gerry Nash's side have to stay compact, got to remain connected and concentrated for that 90 minutes, and hope the likes of Maguire and McLaughlin can get you something at the top end of the pitch. But just with the form, and you see what they're capable of last night, Des, very, very hard to look past Stephen Bradley's side.
All right, thanks for that, Paul. And Paul, be with us on Sunday Sport for the Cup final. In racing, Illetti Tom had a big win in the Clonmel Oil Chase and now will face John Bunn at Sandown next month. And today's action is at Dundalk. And finally, a reminder, you can catch the GAA All-Stars on RTE Television tonight.